But what happened? فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ. So the shaytan caused both of them to slip. Shaytan takes mankind to worse things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits upon mankind. The shaytan does waswasas, which are his evil whisperings, and takes mankind near things that are prohibited. The entire Jannah was permissible for Adam and Hawa, except that one tree. The shaitan does this. In dunya, so many things are halal and permissible, but makes man leave all those things and takes them towards the few haram, such as alcohol and drugs. The things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits, shaitan makes man run after them and becomes addicted. For a man, Islam allows for wives. But some men leave this allowance and resort to haram relationships. This is how shaitan causes man to slip, takes them to the prohibited tree. In this world, there are many prohibited trees, but shaitan attracts men towards these prohibited trees and makes them slip. And if we look at فَأَزَلَّهُمَا, we learn that he made to slip both of them. Not as some people say, shaitan made Hawa to slip. She ate, and then she forced Adam to eat. And they say that the entire fault was upon Hawa. Well, the Quran tells us that shaitan caused both of them to slip. Another thing to note is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not state, وَلَا تَأْكُلَانِ, do not you two eat from the tree, in terms of prohibiting them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا, do not even go near. Do we understand the hikmah or wisdom behind this? When it says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا الزِّنَا, do not even go near zina, and do not even go near the haram or prohibited. So do not go even near the sins. Why does it say it that way? Because when a person goes near these things, he falls into them. And saving oneself from them becomes very difficult. Then one cannot say, I was just looking at it. I was only checking it out, or just getting information, or I just opened the email to see what was in it, or I was only talking or looking at it. I didn't have the intention to do anything. No, that one look, that one talk, that one small thing increases and becomes very big. When a person gets near a sin, then he or she ultimately falls into it. So when both Adam and Hawa went near the tree, they ended up eating from it. Remember, we cannot say, I only wanted to see what it is, or I was curious about it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, do not go near it, that means do not go near it. And do not consider yourself so strong that if you go near the haram, that you will be able to control yourself. So when one goes upon these paths, they fall entrapped to the sin. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even closed the paths that take one towards sins. Also shirk. Therefore, pictures and statues are prohibited. They are not bad by themselves, but they become ways to shirk. Therefore, prohibited them. Just the same, mixed gatherings of men and women, or being without hijab or proper modest attire, these are all ways that could lead to zina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed these paths. So how did shaitan cause them to slip? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam knowledge and handed understanding, but still caused him to slip. Can you think why that happened? In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to shaitan, "Did you assume arrogance and refuse to bow down?" Shaitan said, "O Allah, give me respite." In Ayah 14, shaitan says, "Because you misled me, I swear I will surely come upon the straight path and come to them from in front of them, from behind them, from their right, and from their left. I will come to them, and Allah, you will find most of them ungrateful. This Adam you created, I will surely prove that he is ungrateful. You took me out, and I will surely definitely come to them." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Get out from here. Whoever follows you, I will surely definitely fill hell with all of you together. And we commanded, O Adam, you and your spouse dwell in Jannah." Then the same ayah we find in Surah Al-A'raf, "Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannata fakula minha haythu shi'tuma wa la taqraba hadhihi ash-shajarata fatakuna min adh-dhalimin." This ayah is the same as in Surah Al-Baqarah, except without raghadan. They were told to eat and drink and not to go near this tree. Consequently, they will become from the wrongdoers. Then Shaitan whispered in hearts of both, so he could expose their private parts that were hidden from them. So what was the purpose of Shaitan from misguiding them? He wanted to expose their private parts. As stated in Ayah 20, وَمَا وُرِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوَّاتِهِمَا. So Shaitan wants to take away haya, or shame, or modesty in mankind. This is why one covers themselves, even a child. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that haya, which is modesty, shyness, shame, and faith, are together. So if one leaves, so does the other. If haya is gone, then faith leaves too. And shaitan wants that a man loses his haya. Because if he loses haya, then the faith is also gone. He loses haya of eyes, of ears, of tongue, and leaves from hands and feet. When eyes see haram, then haya of eyes is gone. When ears hear haram talk, then haya of ears is gone. And when tongue speaks talk of shamelessness, then haya of tongue is gone. And if haya is gone, then, of course, the iman or faith is all gone. This is hadith. While vice versa, if one has no faith, then haya goes too. And this is why we see so many people doing acts of shamelessness. There is no haya because there is no faith. So they are both together. That's why shaitan made Adam and Hawa take away their haya. Such evil thinking that he wanted to expose Adam and Hawa's private parts. He didn't tell them that this is what he wanted to do. He tricked Adam and Hawa and said, "Your Lord has forbidden you this tree, so that you do not become angels or ones to live forever. That's why he told you not to eat from the tree." Even today, if we hear talk of death, we pray it never happens, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. But whenever we hear about death, we fear so much for this life to end. A man strives to live on forever. So Shaitan tricked them both, saying, "You will live forever if you eat from this tree." And he swore to them that he was their sincere advisor. This is how Shaitan comes to man, as a sincere advisor or a well-wisher. He never says, "I am asking you to do bad or do this sin, or do it, this sin is good." He puts attractions in the sin, and he slowly lures mankind into the sin. He doesn't do it right away. He will never tell us to leave the Quran or tell us that there is no benefit in the Quran. The whispers, you get so tired. It takes so much time. You have to work so hard. You can't understand ever. What's the benefit? It says that you are so behind of others and others are so ahead. Why do you need to study so much? What's the benefit? So from these constant whisperings, a person loses heart and gives up. So he comes as a well-wisher. So he deceived Adam and made him think that he was his sincere advisor. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. So he got both of them expelled from what they were in. Fihi is where. Where were they in? In Jannah. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ. And we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get down from here. The outcome of disobedience is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get down from here. Some of you enemies of others. We learn that it was a place of elevation from where he had Adam and Hawa expelled. So what did Adam alayhi salam do? Adam alayhi salam sinned, and Shaitan also sinned. We learn the attitude of Adam alayhi salam and the attitude of Shaitan. We see that both Adam and Shaitan had a different attitude. Now from Ihbitu, we learn that not only Adam and Hawa were being expelled, but also Shaitan as some enemies of others. So we see Shaitan and mankind are enemies of each other. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. And for you in the earth is a fixed time until you will live on earth and get temporary benefit. Until a fixed term, not once to live permanently, but for a fixed short amount of time. And then we all have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ilaheen, we learn that it is not a permanent resident, but only sent for some days. Adam alayhi salam was being informed. Hence, we knew this for a long time. Some people say, only if Adam had not eaten from the tree, we would not have been expelled from Jannah. Do we forget the beginning ayahs where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam for earth. He was to be sent down already, but with honor. Now he was told to get down. Then what happened? فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Now Adam alayhi salam and Hawa both regretted. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam some words. First, Adam is seen being addressed here. Even if you look at وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ, first Adam alayhi salam was addressed and told certain commands. O Adam, you live here and eat from here. Then again, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمَ. Why? The command was for both Adam and Hawa, but Adam is mentioned to be one addressed. So he hears and conveys to his wife, because the head of household is responsible for his family. Not that he has all the control or the ability to think or make decisions by himself, or that the rank of woman is less, no, but because the responsibility of a family is upon the man. He is the one who will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and he has to fulfill his responsibilities. Therefore, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveying the commands to Adam alayhi salam. So now it is his responsibility to convey to his wife. What were these kalimat that he was taught? They were mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Adam alayhi salam says, O Allah, we wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and show mercy upon us, we would be the losers. They said, we wronged ourselves, did zulm upon ourselves. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned them that if they went near the tree, they would become among the walimeen, among the wrongdoers. They admitted they wronged and they asked Allah to forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself taught them this dua as mentioned in ayah 23 of Surah Al-A'raf. Adam alayhi salam didn't even know how to repent. He felt remorseful, but he didn't know. The du'as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran, these are the du'as we can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Adam alayhi salam was very remorseful, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him. He said, say this and I will forgive you. Now we see Iblis, who also sinned. But we see that Adam immediately realized his fault and he sought forgiveness. Adam alayhi salam did not give justification for his sin, nor he said, O Allah, you made me Khalifa for earth and you were going to send me down anyway. Then how is it my fault? He did not say that. Because a lot of times people make excuses or come up with scapegoats saying, it was written for me, so I did the sin. And if Allah had not written it for me, I wouldn't have done it. This was said by Shaytan. He said, O Allah, you misled me and gave justifications for his sins, saying, I did this because you said this. If you hadn't said it, I wouldn't have done it. He gave his own logic. He said, you created him from clay and you made me from fire. We must remember that when one presents logics against the commands of Allah, then this is disbelief. And when one gives justification after sinning, then this is the behavior of Iblis. Iblis did this. What does man do when he does something displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He should bow down and should not give justification. Adam alayhi salam could have gotten away and be stubborn upon his sin, but he didn't do that. This is the difference between Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. Adam didn't give logic. This is what gave high station to Adam near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, in many ways, Adam and Iblis were alike. Both were honored and had high station, then both disobeyed. Both had a chance after disobedience, but only one who repented when he was given a chance, while the other gave justification. Adam alayhi salam admitted his mistake and adopted a way of repentance. The other said, no, this is the logic and justification, and it wasn't my fault. One must admit and make tawbah. Tawbah means to turn back. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, He is the acceptor of repentance and one most merciful. Never say, I am not to be blamed, or say this and that, or I didn't do anything. This is what Iblis said. We must remember that this story that is being mentioned again and again in the Quran, we must decide which way do we adopt, the way of Adam or Iblis when we make a mistake. Should we give our logic or repent if we make a mistake? Do we try to prove ourselves right? This is the story of Adam trying to teach us and remind us about. Another important point is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that one command to the angel and Iblis. And Iblis disobeyed that one command. If it happens that someone teaches us a command of Allah, we hear, and then if we show arrogance and consider ourselves and our intellect greater, or we say we cannot do this, then this is aba wastakbara. When we say we cannot do it, we find it too hard to do it. This is arrogance. Isn't this the behavior of Iblis? The only difference between Iblis is that he received the command from Allah directly. And today, we get it from wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get it from the Quran. As for someone, a boss calls the employee and gives them a command, and for another, emails. Is there any difference? We deny the commands of Allah either way. Today, behavior of Iblis is a commonplace. Everywhere, we see people giving logics against the commands of Allah or trying to give their own proof. There are many. Just as Iblis gave his own justification, they also give their own justification. Today, mankind denies so many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they know about, and they do it stubbornly. They deny with their tongue by saying we cannot do it, or say if we do it, how will we live in this society? Or they say we have to keep a soft image, or make other excuses not to obey. Iblis was at a high station. With just one refusal, he was thrown down. Now, if he could not save himself, how can we be safe when we do not even have any high rank? And then we say things like, I cannot do this command of Allah, having the same attitude as Iblis. How can then we think that Jannah is for us? What Iblis did thousands of years ago, mankind is doing it today. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ نَحْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Get down, all of you. The first command was when told after the sin, and now after the repentance of Adam alayhi salam, told, get down, all of you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِيَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So from now on, guidance will come down from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave instructions there when Adam alayhi salam was told to get down. This is the second type of knowledge. The first knowledge was knowledge of the world that he was given. Now, in the form of guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, it will come from me. Knowledge of wahi, the knowledge of deen. Guidance will keep coming down to mankind. So, فَمَنْ تَبِيَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So whoever from you follows my guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبِيَ is following footsteps as it is, as if one follows someone's footsteps. So whoever follows the hidayah or guidance, not one who keeps it wrapped in a beautiful covering, kissing it, and keeping it in a high place. It does not say for them, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, nor fear for them, nor grief upon them. What does it say? One who follows the guidance, acts upon it, and lives according to the guidance sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, no fear, nor grief. Fear is for the future. When one worries, what will happen? So for them, they will not have any fear. What is yahzanun? Huzn. It is grief. What does one grieve about? For example, if someone loses something in the past, they have grief about it. They think, why did it happen? So for one who gains hidayah or guidance and thinks about mistakes made in the past, feels grief, why did they sin or make the mistake? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, whoever follows my guidance, for them, they will not need to fear for the future, nor will they grieve over the past. This is not new. This was told to Adam alayhi salam long ago. He was told the way of salvation, which is in the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we have this guidance from Allah, which he said would keep on coming to us? Did it reach us? If it did, what is its form? The wahi. It is the form of Quran and Hadith. If we follow it, then no fear nor grief for us. Only success and good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we do not follow it, are there any good news for us then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who did kufr or disbelieved and belied with the ayat, verses of Allah, they are the ones who are the companions of fire. They are ones to dwell in it eternally. Even then, if we question and ask, is it fard to learn Quran? Or say, where does it say in the Quran it is haram to drink alcohol? Or say, where does it say that fornication is haram? If we are trying to find these exact words, or such as learning Quran is fard, we will never find it. Because what is more clear than when Allah says, whoever follows guidance of Allah? Because if one doesn't know what is the guidance sent by Allah and does not learn and understand it, then how will they follow it? Unless we understand and learn, only then we will be able to follow it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the guidance. So the first step is to be able to understand it, because this is the guidance for us. This guides us how to spend our life. And if we live our life according to it, then we will not have fear nor grief. And it happens for sure. It will happen in Akhirah, that they will not have any fear or grief in Akhirah. And this also happens in dunya, if we truly follow the guidance from the Quran, then the fears and griefs should not be there. This is the gift and favor of following this guidance. When grief comes, the Quran gives strength and comfort. No matter how many challenges one faces, no matter how much opposition one faces, or taunts or negative talk one hears, because these things cause grief in believers. Mockery, being called backward, or other types of names, because of this guidance, the grief does not overcome a person. Then only one Allah becomes sufficient for that person, as He is with you wherever you are. This Quran becomes a healing. Even see lives changed who have studied Quran once. This Quran is guidance, and whoever follows it, then no fear or grief for them. And then whoever denies and belies it, then the final verdict of Allah is hellfire for eternity. So the decision is up to the person to follow the guidance or to reject it. This is a very clear matter. The choice is ours. One day we all have to return to Allah. Rejecting, refusing the guidance does not benefit us, as we have to turn back to Allah. وَلَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Then for them is the outcome. This outcome is for those who deny this guidance. They deny with the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow this guidance. May Allah make us among those who follow it in our lives and save us from its denying and belying. Amin ya Rabb. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Please listen to the tilawa.
Wa idh qulna lil malaikati isjudu li adama fasajadu illa iblisa aba wastakbara wa kana min al kafirin. وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين. فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه. وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون